Vermonters currently have two options when they're choosing a gender to appear on their driver's license. There's male and there's female. Now members of the state's LGBTQ community say there should be a third gender option for people who identify as non-binary. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports on potential changes to the state's signature official document.
The technology that runs Vermont's driver's license computer system is really old.
We are operating on a system that's approximately 30 years old that was first contracted to the state of Vermont by the Polaroid Corporation.
Robert Ide is commissioner of the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Technology's come a long ways in those 30 years, and unfortunately, I don't even think Polaroid's in business anymore.
Technology's come a long way, and so has our understanding of gender identity. Ide says the funky old computer system won't allow the state to add a third gender option. But work is underway to replace the outdated software, and so Ide says the time might be right to give Vermonters a third option when choosing a gender on the driver's license application.
This issue is something that has been part of the national conversation of my national trade group, and our RFP will call for a response that gives us three options. Those options would be M for male, F for female, or X for do not wish to disclose.
Ide says just about any modern software program will give the state an option to include that third choice. It's up to the commissioner to make the change, and he can do it without legislation or a public rulemaking process. But Ide says he's still seeking input, and so discussions are being held to see if Vermont is ready to embrace the change on one of the state's most widely used official documents.
So we'll move the gender identification presentation from Chief Morrison up to number one on the agenda. So would you like to kick us off, Chief?
The Law Enforcement Advisory Board meets throughout the year whenever there's an issue that affects Vermont sheriff's departments and municipal and state police, and the panel met this week to discuss the issue. Any traffic stop starts with asking the operator for a driver's license, and so law enforcement definitely has a role to play in helping make this decision. And at this point, they're not yet ready to get on board. Jennifer Morrison is chief of police in Colchester, and she represents the Vermont Association of Chiefs of Police at the Law Enforcement Advisory Board meetings.
In polling our membership, there were some very mixed opinions, and I don't think I could strongly say that there is an answer from our group.
Morrison doesn't think gender should have any role to play when a cop stops a vehicle. But since this is uncharted territory, Morrison says the state's police chiefs will be looking for more information before taking a position.
I can't articulate any doomsday prediction of what would happen if a third option were selected, and I also can't anticipate that there are some negative impacts or positive impacts. So at this point, I think we're neutral on the topic and willing to hear more about it.
Melanie Walbrees is an officer with the University of Vermont Police Force, and she's a transgender woman. She says there probably aren't a lot of people in Vermont who would choose that third option on the license form. But for those who do, and who might be struggling to come to terms with their identity, Walbrees says it makes a difference.
It'll impact a small amount of Vermonters, but for the small amount of Vermonters that it'll impact, it's going to be absolutely critical. Having that marker on your license that coincides with your identity is huge for personal validity of your own identity.
Walbrees works with the LGBTQ community on campus, and she says offering this third option is one more way of saying that this is a state that takes the lead on issues that are important to young people.
Vermont's a very progressive state, a very welcoming state for the LGBT population. We need to send a message to the LGBT community and the gender nonconforming community that we recognize you, that you're not invisible to us, and you have a place here in Vermont.
If Vermont moves ahead, it would be the third jurisdiction to do so. Oregon and Washington, D.C. both added a third gender option earlier this year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Waterbury.